This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Townsend. The United States has reached and risen above 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. This as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. Tokyo's governor on Wednesday called for an extension of Japan's nationwide state of emergency until May 6th, requiring people to stay home and social distance to stem the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. Japan has had about 400 deaths so far nationwide, 100 of them in Tokyo. A jobless benefits analysis reveals about half of the millions of U.S. workers laid off by the coronavirus pandemic could end up earning more out of work than when they had a job. While the extra payments from the U.S. government will help, we have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. European aviation from Airbus says the airline European aviation firm Airbus says the airline industry is in a grave crisis. The company says the crisis is caused by the coronavirus pandemic and will take time to restore people's confidence in air travel. Air traffic has dropped significantly with the combination of travel bans and people opting to stay home in order to prevent the spread of the virus. Airbus reported its first quarter results, saying it lost $522 million as it put thousands of workers on furlough and delivered 40 fewer aircraft than the same period last year. Authorities in Peru say 9 prisoners were killed earlier this week when a protest demanding better health care amid the coronavirus outbreak turned violent. Inmates at the Miguel Castro prison rioted Monday after 2 fellow inmates died of COVID-19, which has spread unchecked through Peru's notoriously overcrowded prisons. At least 13 inmates have died from the disease out of a total of 600 infections. Over 100 prison workers have also been diagnosed with the virus. Along with better health care, the inmates were calling on President Martin Vizcarra to grant them humanitarian pardons. Earlier this week, President Vizcarra extended a national quarantine until May 10th. China's parliament will hold its annual session in late May. It comes 2 months later than scheduled due to the coronavirus. The official Xinhua news agency reported Wednesday that the National People's Congress will convene in Beijing on May 22nd. The 3,000-member ceremonial legislature was originally scheduled to meet on March 5th, but the session was postponed after the COVID-19 outbreak that originated in the central city of Wuhan and spread throughout the mainland. The gathering indicates that Chinese leaders are growing increasingly confident that the country has overcome the pandemic. China's official number of infections have dwindled dramatically over the last month. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Morrison told reporters in Canberra on Wednesday that the recent low infection rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. The Prime Minister also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus. Veteran Bollywood actor Irfan Khan, internationally best known for films like Slumdog Millionaire, has died at the age of 54. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.